With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, turn with me, if you will, to Jonah, the first chapter. We'll begin with the 14th verse. We all know the story of Jonah. Jonah was asked by God, or told by God, to go on a mission. Jonah didn't follow God's calling. We know that he went in the opposite direction. The reason he went was because the people of Nineveh were sinful. They didn't know the Lord. They had no knowledge of God. And God wanted Jonah to go there and speak to them about him. But Jonah says, I have no love for this people. I don't want anything to do with them. And he ran away. Can we run away from God? Can you run away from him? No. You can't. If he wants you to do something, one way or another, you're going to do it. Because if you don't, you pay the consequences. And believe me, you don't want to pay the consequences. Jonah got into a ship and he headed off in the opposite direction. I'm not going to do this. No, not Jonah. Okay. So what did God do? He sent a storm. Sent a storm so bad that these people didn't know what they were going to do. The ship began to jump in the water. The water was coming over. The men in that ship said, we're going to drown. Start throwing things overboard. Okay, but that didn't change Jonah's mind. He was down in the bottom of the ship sleeping. They woke him up. They told him what was going on. Started to think. Maybe God's trying to tell me something. Yeah. He's trying to tell you something, but are you listening? When the time came, he says, I know why this is all happening. Throw me overboard. If you do this, the waters will calm. And the calmness came. And the Lord sent a whale, a great fish. And the great fish swallowed Jonah. Now in the 14th verse, we'll pick up the story. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. And lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, has done as it pleased thee. So they took Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. And the sea ceased its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly. And offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. While he was in the belly of the fish, What do you think he was doing? He was thinking, am I going to die here? Has God punished me so much that I'm going to perish? 3 days. Could you even imagine that? I can't. Chapter 2, the first verse. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of the hell. Cried I, and thou heardest my voice, for thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward the holy temple. Jonah realized his mistakes. Sometimes God has to put us down to the lowest place so that we realize our mistakes. When God wants to use you, dear ones, and there's many out there that are needed, when God wants to use you, ask him what he wants you to do. It might be nothing. It might be something small, but it may be something great. And when he calls upon you, don't turn a deaf ear, because you'll pay for it. Believe me, you'll pay for it. You want to ask somebody, ask me, I'll tell you. You can't turn away from God when he wants you to do something. The third verse says, for thou hast cast me into the depth, into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compass me about. All thy billows and thy waves pass over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward the holy temple. The waters compass me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainteth within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto me into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I owe. That I vowed, salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and he vomited out Jonah unto dry land. Jonah had to learn the hard way. But now he was going to go to Nineveh to speak to these people. There were so many that needed God in that place. But because of Jonah's hatred of them, he didn't go. But now God put him in the place where he was going to go. And he had to take that step and go to the place And as he is here now, what happens? The fourth verse in the third chapter. Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and ashes. God makes it so easy for us if we listen. But if we don't, we have to go through the hard places. Jonah found out, and the people of Nineveh were saved. There were 120,000. 120,000. You and I aren't asked to go out and save 120,000. But if it's your next door neighbor, or a person down the street that God wants you to talk to, or someone in a nursing home, or someone out on the street that you pass by, and God tells you to speak to that one, don't turn a deaf ear. This may be that man's last chance, because death may be at his doorstep. And if you don't speak to him about the Lord, you're going to be responsible. God uses many of us to do his bidding. And not all that God uses are in the best light. David, what was David? An adulterer? A murderer? But God used him because he knew David's heart. He knows your heart, and he knows my heart. He used many, many men in the Bible. Moses didn't know God. And he killed a man. But God knew in his time he was going to use Moses. And God's going to use you and I. For his work is not finished. There's much to be done. And we're here to do the work. Open your hearts. Let God in. Let him help you to do the work that he has for you. Listen to him when he calls out to you and says, "I have something for you to do. I have something for you to do." Soon, and very soon, there's going to be a day that he's going to call us. And I want to stand before him and say, "Lord, how did I make out?" I want to hear him say, "Thou hast been faithful in a few things, so enter into the joy of the Lord." Enter into the joy of the Lord, and that joy will last a month, a year, forever. Forever. How long is forever? We don't know. I always use the example of the sand on the beach. If we took one grain of sand and put it on another beach and kept taking one grain at a time until all the sand was gone, that's how long eternity is. That's how long we're going to be with our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful? To know that we'll live for him forever? But let us do our part while we are here so that others that don't know him will accept him as their personal saviors. I'm looking for that day that he will say to me, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." I know that you're looking for that too. Let's keep praying for one another, that when we hear God speaking to us, that we say, "Here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Use me. Send me." That's all he wants, is our obedience, because he loves us. He loves us so much. And he's willing to do anything for us, just as he did with these people in Nineveh. They didn't know him. And many people don't know him. But how are they going to get to know him? I know there's many methods today. We got TV, we got computers, we got radios, we've got everything that people can hear all over the world. But he's still sending his messengers. If he wants you to be a messenger, don't turn your back. He may be calling you today. Speak to your neighbors. Speak to people in hospitals. Speak to people in nursing homes. They need it. I know when I visit my mom at the nursing home, how many people there sitting in the hallways, just sitting there. When you walk by and you say hello, or you smile, or you shake their hand, the smile it brings out on their faces. Just a hello. How much they need the Lord. Praise God. I thank God for this church. It's been a blessing to me. And I know so many have prayed when we've had illnesses in our family. And I know that God has answered the prayers in your families, in each and every one. So let us reach out to others. They're looking for a hand. They need you and me, and we need each other. And thank God we have him, because what will we do without Jesus Christ? The name of the Lord be praised.